Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Yesterday we read and had quite a bit to say about Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. This is a premier text to visit on the subject of predestination, and also the inability of the human will to make a decision for Christ. I do not want to take the time to repeat what was said last time, so check out the free God Is podcast from godisministry.org to get caught up. The context for what will now be said was set yesterday, so these podcasts, as always, go together. The website address again, godisministry.org. Let's get back into the text at Ephesians 2 and verse 1. Which begins, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins." This word "dead" is significant because it tells us our state of being when we exist in our unforgiven trespasses and sins. Trespasses is another word for sin or an offense against God. The Greek word for "dead" means dead, lifeless. This is the adjective derived from the word for a corpse, a dead body. Literally, it means what lacks life. What is unable, ineffective, powerless, unresponsive, and inoperative to the things of God. Grasp the impact of what Paul means by being dead spiritually. He is saying that we are completely unable to respond positively to Jesus Christ. We cannot choose him. Friends, he has to choose us. Go down to verse 4. This is Ephesians 2, verse 4, and it begins gloriously. "But God." What life-changing words these are. Just two words, but two words that change everything. "But God." We were dead. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. But God. Here is divine intervention of the most powerful order. God acts. God is on the move. God meets with us. And verse 4 and verse 5 of Ephesians 2 continues, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions." Whoa, get that. God is rich in mercy. God has great love with which he loves us. Both of these are true, notice, even when we were dead in our transgressions. God's mercy is for those who are spiritually dead. God's love is for those who are spiritually dead. "But God," notice verse 6, "made us alive." You have to capture this. Make a note in the margin of your Bible or in the notes app of the Bible stored on your mobile phone or tablet. It is God who makes us alive. God awakens the spiritually dead. God revives the spiritually dead. God resurrects the spiritually dead, making us alive. And I love this next part, "with Christ." This speaks of the power of God. As the power of God raised Christ from the dead and raised the Lord up to his heavenly place, likewise, the power of God raised us from spiritual death and raises us to our heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Why do any of us enjoy spiritual life? We do so because of God. But God. Ephesians 2 verse 4. Death becomes life because of what God does for and in us. Only God can raise the dead. The dead cannot raise themselves. The dead are powerless to do so, but when Holy God releases his almighty power on a dead soul, well, then the dead in Christ will rise. The Bible is full of resurrection imagery, hence the significance of Christ's bodily resurrection, which we celebrate at a minimum each Sunday. God forbid that we only remember and celebrate the resurrection once a year, at what many call Easter. The bodily resurrection is a popular topic among many Christians, but what about spiritual resurrection? Do we truly understand that we were dead in our sins until God resurrected us from the dead? If you do not believe that all people are actually spiritually dead, if you believe there is even a little bit of life, a little bit of something a person can still do to choose Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin, if you believe a human being has the ability in and of him or herself, that person can believe while dying in their trespasses and sins, then you will not accept my definition or understanding of predestination. To you, I can only say that I think you are way overestimating one's ability, and you are way underestimating God's ability. You are too human-focused and not God-focused enough when it comes to the ability, or rather the inability, for the will of an unbeliever to truly choose Christ. The human will is not neutral. The human will is spiritually dead. It is never interested in God. It is dead to all things spiritual. The human will is alive to sin. It has an all-encompassing passion for evil. And since we always choose according to our desires, when we were dead in our sins, we always chose sin. So how is it that now we, as Christ's people, are made alive? How is it that we are spiritually alive? How is it that we choose sanctification? It is because God transforms our will from the overwhelming desire for sin to the overwhelming and more powerful desire for the Savior. I have burning in my mind and heart Romans chapter 6. This is Romans chapter 6, verses 11 through the beginning of verse 14. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you. There we have the same kind of language used by the same author, the Apostle Paul. We are dead to sin. We are alive to God in Christ Jesus. We present ourselves to God as those alive from the dead. And because we are alive to God in Christ, sin shall not be master over us. Suddenly, because of what God has done, sin no longer is our master. Yes, to be sure, we Christians still sin. We are prone to wander. But when we falter, we are sick about it. We sense the Holy Spirit pricking our conscience to come before Christ and to confess our sin and to again cry out, "Deliver me from these lusts. Help me. Oh, help me, God. Give me the power to present the members of my body to you as instruments of righteousness." Sin shall not be master over you. These are profound words. To you Christians, do you remember what God has delivered you from? Are you listening to this thinking, oh yes, no doubt about it, I was dead in my sins. And if it were not for God predestinating and choosing me to believe in Christ, I would still be dead. Only my sin would have gotten progressively worse to the point where I might even be physically dead. So I give God thanks and praise for making it so that sin is not master over me. Do you feel that way? Do you remember, as Ephesians 2 verse 3 says, that we too, all formerly, lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind? If so, I think you more likely understand and can relate to the act of God in predestination. But if you have forgotten just how spiritually dead you once were, if you underestimate your sin before God saved you from it, if you believe yourself to be a Christian because you were not that bad, or you have always gone to church and believed in God, or I was raised in a Christian home and always was a Christian, I cannot remember a time I was not, this way of thinking, then I think it more likely that you do not understand or will quibble with or disagree with what the Bible means by predestination. The big point I am making and will now leave you with is this. Predestination rests on our spiritual death. A dead will cannot choose Christ. It takes God to choose us, to make us alive, and to transform our will such that then we will choose Christ. An alive will can then choose Christ. I prayerfully submit this to you, dear friends, for your reflection. I hope you will give this thought. Most likely, you now need to rush off to do something else. But if you would, please find a circle of quiet in your busyness and apply God's word to your life. And join us tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.